So this is Offprint 2017. Once again, the Turbine Hall of the Tate is full of booksellers and publishers, and I am with
Ivan Vartanian.
You can pronounce for me the name of your edition.
Goliga.
Goliga. What does it mean?
It's my mother's maiden name. It's actually a made-up word by my grandfather. It was supposed to be Golega, but when she was born in the village, the registrar said, pick a different name. There were too many of you with my grandfather's name, and he picked one word, and it got misspelled, and it stuck ever since. She uses that. She used it to sign her watercolors of dancers, paintings that she did. So I took it for the name of my company.
Right. And you're based in Tokyo, is that right?
I've been in Tokyo for 20 years this year.
But you're originally from the States.
I'm from New York City, yes.
Yeah. And why do you live in Tokyo?
It's because of Japanese photography. Many years ago, I was working at Aperture as an assistant, and I was lucky enough to be part of the team that was doing a co-edition with a Japanese publisher on a book by Kon Michiko. The Japanese publisher liked me, and when he found out that I was interested in Japanese photography, he said, come work for me. Here we are 20 years later, and that job gave me entree to the whole world of Japanese photography, you know, Araki and Moriyama and Tomatsu Shome. And as the interest in Japanese photography has snowballed, I found that there was some use for me to be there and be a conduit or make books about the history of Japanese photography, work with Japanese photographers. So there's never been a shortage of opportunities and interest and intrigue with Japan.
So you have sort of become a de facto intermediary between the West and the Japanese photography scene.
That's very much the case, and it is by default. I see myself as the train tracks on which the locomotive mega forces of Japanese historians that is trapped in Japan because of cultural and language barriers are making that information accessible to the West. Even the Japanese don't appreciate their own photo history. So a new book that we're working on right now is called Japanese Photo Magazines. And what conceptually that it makes it relevant is that for Japan, photography, one of its essences is not just media, but mass media. And through magazines reaching an audience of 10, 20, 30, 40,000 readers with your image, penetrating a broad audience really is much more at the heart of what is essentially what is the essence of Japanese photography, even though there is also very much a fine art aspect of it. So one of the concepts of that book is to tell the story of Japanese photo history through this idea of a mass media, a print media.
Quite a lot of Japanese photographers I've noticed seem to have, especially in recent generations, seem to have come to London and spent some time here and then gone back to Japan, but without maybe being recognized here, but actually they have a kind of connection with London in the first place.
Hmm. That's true. And one of the probably best known examples of that is Homma Takashi, who is on my table here. He was doing work for ID Magazine and other cultural magazines in the 90s. Before he came back to Japan. And he was kind of doing a British thing with his photography, and there came a moment of snapping into place where he tried being a British photographer. I mean, I think he'll agree with what I'm saying, and then realized he's very Japanese. And then once he started really feeling his own rhythm as a Japanese photographer, that's when his career exploded.
Now, you publish books yourself.
Yes.
So how does that connect to your other activities?
The books that I publish, the artist books, the ideas behind them have come about because of the books I've written about Japanese photo history. And most specifically, we can put it in a few words, is that what I learned from dealing with Japanese photo books is that the photo book itself is not a reproduction. It's not a copy of something. It's in and of itself an original. And this is a radical paradigm shift from what I was taught at Aperture, where we would sit with a box of exhibition prints provided by the photographer, and our job as editors and production people were to, as carefully as possible, recreate facsimiles of those exhibition prints in the book form. And what that says is that all our work was ultimately just making as great a copy as we could. When I got to Japan, there were no exhibition prints. There were no prints. It was like straight to print. So there were no reference prints. There were no kind of fixed ideas that were handed down by the photographer. The actual process of editing and printing was making the work in and of itself. And that is this eye-opening thing. And all the artist books that I make now are a direct manifestation of that core idea of looking at how photography is a function of the medium that it's in.
Is it worth your while coming all the way to London to do this event?
In terms of sales or in terms of meeting
in whichever
people?
Terms you wish to.
In terms of sales, yes, it's fantastic. And in terms of meeting people, it's wonderful. It's especially now with the internet that has really radically altered how commerce happens, especially with collectibles and with books. At the end of the day, it's a person at the other end of the supply chain. It's not a supply chain, it's like user to user. And getting to see the client, shaking their hands, what are they interested in? Who are they? Who's buying these things? Why are they buying these outrageously priced things? And then they ask me questions like, how do I show this and what do I do with it? So, and then I learn a lot from how people respond, how people engage. So it's extremely wonderful process.
Great. Thanks very much.
Oh, thanks.